Thank you for holding. Is this Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing?
So far so good. I think I finally caught up on the work from Monday. But I understand you were just speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No, I'm pretty familiar with it.
Okay. So you've seen those three guys that show up next to the map there for Google Places?
Yeah, my family's business is one of them.
Oh, okay. So that means they're working with a premier Google partner.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did a lot of their advertising as part of my job back in the day.
Nice. Who did you guys go through for their placement?
They went through Mediagistics, I think, because it was part of the manufacturers.
Okay. Yeah. Usually each Google partner is only supposed to work with one guy per industry per area.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they must have been working with them for a little while now. The major benefit to you in this conversation is that we have a listing available within our company today as a Google partner. So Local Splash, we're one of the highest rated Google partners in the industry. We reach premier status. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County, California, the Google Building 1.
Oh, nice.
Yep, so that's where we report out of, and that's where I got all my certifications. But Tara said there was an issue that you're having with getting the business profile verified?
Yeah, they haven't, what do you call it? It says it's verified, but they haven't made it public, and it's been weeks. So this morning I had another thing on there I found that for verification, so I took the video they asked for.
Mm-hmm. And you sent them license and insurance and everything?
Yeah, I did all that. I did that all when I set up my website and everything.
Okay, but you actually sent it to them. You didn't just put it on the website, right?
Correct.
Okay. Interesting. Sometimes
the thing is getting a hold of their customer services.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's usually why they have the partners, and it's like, you know, getting verified doesn't really do too much for you if you don't have a placement. So usually they get, you know, when we push an account through, they verify it instantly. You know, but they know that that account's going towards a Google Places placement, so it's like, it's business, they're making money off of it, you know?
Yeah.
So they kind of tend to those guys, and then the other ones just kind of like, oh, you're just trying to verify your listing, whatever. You know, they don't really have a sense of urgency to that. They're like, we'll get to you when we get to you. But that shouldn't be a problem. We have a form you can fill out, too, and it even says right at the bottom of the form, like, if there's any hiccups with it, we'll just three-way call and bring you on the line, verify it over the phone. Okay, so American Freedom Mac, looking at your site. Site looks good. Oh, whoa, it just disappeared. Site can't be reached. American Freedom AC.
That's weird.
.com. Yeah. Did you see this yet? Here, let me send this to you. The website's down. And then Tara told me you're also doing Home Advisor?
Yes, just for right now. Once it expires, I'm not going to them again.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Those guys use Google Ads just to get the leads, but they sell the same lead to like 6 or 7 people.
Yeah, I dealt with them before. It's just I can target a little bit more exactly. Because most places I've used in the past always did, like, the Tampa region. I'm like, I don't work in Tampa because that's an hour south of me.
Gotcha. Yeah, so these listings, they usually cover up to a 50-mile radius, but you could cookie-cutter it during your client interview, and you could pick the exact, like, keywords that you want to be found for, too, so that's nice. Makes it so they have to type in that phrase before they can actually call you, you know, or be in those areas in order to see your listing. Okay, so there's your website. It looks like that's down. I do have some discounts that I could apply to this, a new in business credit, try to make it more affordable, but I'm kind of curious what your website situation is. Is that somebody in-house that's building that, or did you build it yourself?
I built it myself through Wix.
Okay. Have you gotten any notifications that the site's down, like maybe via email or something?
No,
that could stop your verification too, Mike. That could be what's holding you back a little bit. if they do come around to you and then the site's not working, or maybe a name, address, or phone number is off on another platform, then they won't verify.
The app is up. Let me see about the website.
Okay. Yeah, I sent you the link that I had for the site, unless there's something wrong with that link, but it's just AmericanFreedomAC.com.
No, it's up and running.
Okay, maybe there's a typo. If you go to that text message that I sent you, is that the proper domain name?
Okay.
Is that the right one?
Yeah,
there's two text messages in there.
AmericanFreedomAC.com.
Yeah, this one for me is coming up, can't be reached. So I'm going, what's going on?
Pulled right up on my phone.
Okay, let me, actually, where's my cell phone? There we go. There we go. I got it on the phone. Yeah, it just wasn't pulling up on my PC for some reason. Maybe it's...
Yeah, because it's live.
I have a lot of security settings on this computer, though, too. If there's, like, a domain or a link not found. Why is it doing that now? Try again. On my phone, it did pull up. With the red and blue logo. Man, nope. My PC is just telling me it's like can't be reached. All right, well, let's see the mobile platform. All right, you did a good job. This will work. Simple, but better. It's better that way, especially for the mobile devices.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with blue either. That's my favorite color. Okay, service calls, gotcha. 70 per hour. Preventive maintenance. When it says free estimate, it doesn't have pricing on that one. Well, obviously it's free estimate, but it says 1 hour. Free second opinion. So you're saying like within 1 hour driving distance?
Just, it depends how long the call lasts. It's case by case. Estimates depend on what the job entails.
Okay.
But I do air conditioning, so I'm not going to know that until I see the actual house, because I do retrofitting primarily.
Right, okay. Gotcha. And then I found
and
the
then second opinions are because there's a lot of pluses in the industry. You don't know how to actually troubleshoot things.
Yeah. I like that you have your license firmly displayed on your Facebook page. Are you running Facebook ads currently?
Yeah, I'm making it myself.
Okay.
But I'm just getting started on. Right now I'm operating on a shoestring budget, so.
Gotcha. What are you setting aside between Home Advisor and Facebook ads?
I'm doing Facebook. I'm not paying for the Facebook ad. I'm just uploading my own content right now.
Oh, gotcha.
But I'm just doing it more in a local manner, so I'm going for actual local websites, communities in the area that I know from my experience in the area.
Right.
Because word of mouth is everything in my industry.
Right, yeah. I mean, Facebook ads and Google advertising is just online word of mouth chain. You know, that's all it
yeah.
is. People are, they go on Facebook, they look up HVAC, you're there, or if they looked for it on another platform and then they go to Facebook, you'll pop up to them. So Facebook ads does help my guys. I'd say with the platinum package that comes with it, about 15% of their clients are coming off of Facebook. So it's not bad. Let's see here. Most of it's going to be Google. I would say probably 80% of the calls that you get are going to be people just doing a Google search, clicking on you from their mobile device. All right. So now that we got this out of the way, if you go to your text messages, shouldn't be any problem or any hiccups getting your listing up and running it in a timely manner. But if you go to your text, there's a link with the pricing page.
Yeah.
Okay, if you click on that. Now, have you heard of the Google Guarantee Program?
Yeah.
Okay. We could do that also. That's one of the benefits of working with a premier partner. Sometimes my guys, they start off local and then they advance to it. It looks like there's a company, Cornerstone Pros, that's doing a Google Guarantee and a local listing. They're out of Land O'Lakes. Okay. Bill Bowers. Which one did you say was your father-in-law? Craig?
Craig Krueger Air Conditioning.
Yeah, okay. I see him.
That's my stepdaughter, father. My mom is the vice president.
Gotcha. All right, so they're on what's called like a platinum package bundle. You set this up?
Yeah, it was MediaGistics I dealt with out of Tampa, because they have a partnership with the manufacturer that we use for installation.
Oh, media.
It's incentives to work with certain partners, depending on who you use for products, based off their advertising packages.
I think they actually are a subcontractor.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, because the Google partners are in California.
Yeah. But most dealers don't pay attention to the details.
Yeah. They don't dive into that. They don't want to lose it, lose the business opportunity.
No, they just
want to
know the bottom line and what listing they get for their money.
Yeah. Okay.
But with my size and what I do, I have to be extremely targeted because I'm a one-man band right now until I can get going.
Okay. I can put you on the platinum bundle for the essential price. I mean, it's basically best package, cheapest price for the local listings. That one comes with the Facebook ads, all the additional bells and whistles, so that way we're like your one-stop shop.
And that's, which one is that one?
The platinum, it says most popular. It's normally $5.99 per month. But I would reduce it to the essential cost. So it'd be $299 as part of your new in business credit, just to get it low and get your foot in the door. And I could actually lock you in at that rate, actually. So as long as you're with us, it would stay $299. But then obviously there's opportunity to advance into like Google Guarantee down the line. But you're going to need some help before you jump into a program like that. It's just you, right? Right now?
It's just me for me.
Yeah. Yeah, once you get to the point where you could do like two or three jobs at a time, or you're getting booked up for weeks at a time, then we'll, that's definitely something we're, want to grow into. Sorry, I think there's a delay in the line.
It's all right. I said, once I get big enough, then I can expand my area.
Yeah, but I think with this and then getting the listing verified up and running, get the reviews going, I think this would be more than enough to keep you busy and just kind of add all the credibility factors. And then that makes it a lot easier to pass your background screening for Google Guarantee, because they do a really in-depth background screening on you when they do those accounts. You got to fill out this form. It usually takes like 2 to 3 weeks just to get through all the paperwork and the background screening process.
What's the contract length?
For this, it's month to month for the local listings. So everybody that's up there is coming back voluntarily. We don't require a contract initially. We want them coming back at their own will. But we're also kind of trying you out too. You know, we like doing month to month because it's like, hey, first 10 reviews come in, they're all one star. Keep your money next month. We'll go find somebody else, you know.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, but obviously, once you get a couple months into it, everything's going well. We will make you an offer or send you some offers for, you know, a six-month year contract. You could lock it up, and it'll save you money over that period of time.
Well, I'm on the try it, you know, month to month right now.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, I imagine after 30, 45 days of this, you'll probably just cancel HomeAdvisor if you're not already on that boat.
I'm probably going to do it in the near future already, because it hasn't even technically started, but I already know what I was dealing with them.
Yeah. You've seen all those, that FTC stuff that's been coming out on them? Yeah.
I dealt with them back when they were still Angie's List.
Oh, so you know, yeah.
I got all linked up, and it was, I don't know, it was a
a fast way to do it to a point, but it's also, it didn't last long.
Well, Angie's List actually was pretty chivalrous compared to what HomeAdvisor was doing, you know.
HomeAdvisor. It was to a point, but they kept jacking the price up, and then they started hitting you, you know, it was nickels and dimes. Oh, you want the Surface Service Award? Well, it's this amount of money to get that badge.
Like,
you know, but it's a business. I mean, I get it. It wasn't going to stay, you know, Angie forever, you know, where she...
Well, yeah, I mean, they actually were going bankrupt, and they got bought out by HomeAdvisor's parent company. But HomeAdvisor used to be called Service Magic back in 2012. That's when I first started working here. Yeah. And then they just rebranded because the FTC shut them down. And they came back as HomeAdvisor, and they're doing the same thing, where the FTC doesn't want you sending the same lead to five people and charging them all whether they get it or not. You know, that means four out of five people just paid a lead fee for nothing. Sometimes the homeowner backs out, and you're all paying a lead fee for nothing, you know? So it's just like it doesn't make any sense. It's just a racket. So anyway, I'm going to verify your online listings. I want to make sure that this information matches up with what you've already tried to submit to your Google business profile. So is it all under this phone number? Same phone number?
Yeah, that's my business line.
Okay. And then what's your primary business email address?
AmericansFreedomAC@gmail.com.
Update. All right, and what was the street address that you had your PIN verification letter sent to?
11442 Long Hill Court, two words. Spring Hill, Florida, also two words. 34609. In my closet.
Okay, and did you request to have the address hidden or displayed?
The address hidden.
Hidden, okay.
Because I'm working on a map.
Present.
Say that again.
City, state, and zip is okay?
Yes.
Okay. But you said you're working at a home?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I'll hide it.
Yeah, I don't have customers walking up to my door. I don't need that.
Yeah. Not in Florida either. It's how you get shot.
Yeah. This community is luckily not that bad, but you still, though, you know, nobody wants a customer knowing where you personally live.
Yeah, and one of my buddies, he sent me this article that came out talking about how Florida was making the death penalty legal for people who, for child molesters. He was like, they need to make Florida the capital.
Well, they don't play around, especially a little bit south of here, but
I love it.
When I left for the Army in 99, this was the fastest growing county per capita in the United States.
So you're in the service too, huh?
Yeah, I was in the Army for 10.5 years.
Wow. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it. My brother was in the Army too. He's a Tomahawk. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan. They're like 1st Infantry. I think he's 1st and 26. Oh. Yeah.
Yep. I was in 1st Armored.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you've seen some nasty stuff too. You didn't... You deployed? Well, 99. Man, that means you were in, like, right around when everything started, huh?
I was in the desert in California for training when 9/11 happened, and then we invaded Iraq.
Desert in California, Pendleton?
Fort Irwin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's got to be a crazy time to be in the service. You're like, okay, it's about to go down.
I wrote the guys in fourth grade in Desert Storm, you know, and then I'm serving with guys from Desert Storm.
Wow.
But You know, statistically, there's a war every 10 years. I just didn't expect, you know, 9/11 to happen, let alone, you know, a two-decade war would never end.
Yeah, that's something else. And you're talking to somebody who's 32, so I think I was in, like, 8th grade at the time.
Went to Iraq.
At that day.
Well, yeah. The military definitely had none of us knew who was going first. So you just kind of were waiting for orders to come down. They don't tell you nothing until last minute.
Yeah. What's crazy is my brother went to Iraq and Afghanistan. He went to Iraq in 2010.
Oh, yeah, these are years that I invaded it in 2003.
Yeah. That's nuts.
But it's not a war like World War II where, you know, there's an enemy. You know, it's...
Yeah.
It's people into custody all over the world.
Yeah, my brother was in shambles last year when they pulled out. He's like, hates Joe. I think everybody hates Joe, but that's just a part of it. But he called me like, they're going to get my paperwork. And he's done with all kinds of PTSD and stuff. And I'm like, man, these towelheads are not going to figure out who you are and come all the way to America and do anything to you. Like, just relax. And he's just,
mass damage because it scares people. That's why they terrorize people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because for their side of it, as messed up as it is, it's an investment to go blow somebody up somewhere.
Pretty much, yeah. It's all just... I don't understand why we're sending so much money to Ukraine. I feel like Biden's getting a percentage of that, and that's why that's happening, because...
I think they're looking at it more as weak in Russia. They're less of a threat, and then you only got to deal with China.
Yeah. I don't think either of them are a threat, really. I mean, at the end of the day...
China is, but they also own land all over the country next to military installations, and people don't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, and they got own a lot of farmland over here, too. But that's the thing. But it's just like, if stuff really hits the fan, like, you got to come over here and get it. Come get it. Come get some. I mean, that's the problem, though, with America. Is like, you can't get here once. But and the waves that you would get here, the civilians have some, you know, some grandma's going to be picking you off from the window.
Derek Shepard, it's about the birth of the CIA, when Matt Damon was in it.
Mm.
And, but it opened your mind. It's called The Good Shepherd. Matt Damon and Robert De Niro's in it. It's when the CIA first started.
Mm.
But it kind of shows you what people don't realize, that there's always a chess game going on all over the world, whether we're at war or not. So we're always involved. You just don't know about it.
Mm.
And sometimes it spills back in our own country.
Yeah.
We've been raising and taking down, you know, countries and dictatorships for, you know, decades. And playing these little shell games and all this other shit we do. But, you know, it comes with being a superpower that is somewhat...
Yeah. I like the idea of getting rid of all the communists. Like, that's the real problem. It's all the communism. You know, you don't want that to spill over. And it feels like I feel shades of it over here, to be honest.
It looks good on paper, but it doesn't work in reality. It always ends up the same way. A small group of people with power.
Yeah.
Tell you what to do and how to live.
Everybody equally poor. Everybody thinks they're going to be equally rich. Now you're all going to be equally poor.
But that's the joke about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just as they sell you on, and then you got a lot of sheep-minded people that just kind of follow the trends. But I appreciate your service, and it makes sense why the business is named American Freedom now.
I don't want to be crazy. Some of my logo design I got back, they had, because I told them patriotic, and they immediately put guns in the design. I'm like, I said, I'm not a gun guy. I said, I just patriotism, like my country. I love my country, you know?
Yeah,
so
Second Amendment's a big deal. Yeah, I'm very pro Second Amendment. I grew up in Orange County in Southern California, so it's other Orange County. Yeah, so I mean, all over the country, they know. Like Trump was just here last week.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the hub, you know, like the state, like a lot of Dems, but. You know, not Orange County. we're all right here, just kind of in this little area. But yeah, it's I'm very pro Second Amendment and got a lot of family that served, and we're only in, like a half hour north of Pendleton, so that's why I was asking if you were out there. Yeah, it's a Marine Corps base, but sometimes guys start there and then they end up getting sent over to Ranger in the Army. So that's
good. That's good.
Yeah, my brother actually started out at Pendleton, and then he ended up getting shipped to, I think it was Fort Bragg. I gotta ask him.
Yeah,
but I know he went straight out of high school to Pendleton initially, and then he ended up being an Army Ranger. So.
Yeah, because we had a brigade of Big Red One on our at Fort Riley, Kansas.
My cousin's all jacked up, too. I forgot. My cousin's actually probably more messed up than my brother, but he was just doing CASI-VACs.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, the stuff you're exposed to doing that. Not everybody can handle it. But,
yeah, he said, you know, like, the faces, like, he keeps having dreams and he sees faces, and he's just like, he has spurts where he doesn't, and then it gets real bad sometimes.
Well, that's why it's hard. You know, even first, people forget first responders deal with that every day, you know, but it's,
yeah,
the fact that they train you, but they can't mentally control who every person is. So some people can deal with it and shed it off, and some people, you know, it's death gripped into their soul.
Yeah, and it just kind of haunts them. And my brother struggles with that, too. My brother tells me some crazy stories. And, you know, they used to send kids with bombs strapped to them. Guys
all the time.
Pick them off. I'm like, Jesus. You know, like... I can just understand. I have two baby boys. I couldn't understand if there, even if there was a war going on, like, here, put this on, go run and throw, you know, like, what?
Human life has a value, and that could be, nothing is as high as, you know, their beliefs or just power. It's still power. You know, Islam and all that the same way. Mm. If you pay attention to their religion, anything's justified. In their religion, as long as it's in service to Allah. And that's because Muhammad brought all that in. So it's, they'll do anything. They're fully justified in their mind religiously.
Their morals are just way different. Yeah, we were raised Christian, so it's like the kids. The children are innocent, you know? Like, what are you thinking? You know, you don't go to heaven like that. You're going straight to hell.
What they do over there. And that's why, and plus, if you ever go over there and you see these people and how they live, they don't have much going on. You know, they don't think of your distraction and all this other crap. So you just got desert and survival, and, you know, you can get them to buy in real easy to something.
Yeah, yeah, they get talked into
it. The guys at the top are strapping bombs themselves.
Yeah, it definitely takes some kind of regime or cult type, you know, brainwashing to get you there. You know, that's pretty much what I was thinking about the kamikazes. I'm like, man, those guys must have been like, you know, and then like the whole dying and getting a bunch of versions with the guys in the Middle East. I don't get that either. I'm like,
there's a couple guys they found out in the islands in the 70s that stayed at their position 30 years after the war ended. Because they were never told to leave their position because they were so brainwashed that the emperor is, you know, God. And they had to, like, talk them down because they were still defending a hole on an island in the middle of the Pacific that they were left at to guard.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, it's real stuff.
Yeah, that's, like, worse than prison, though. I mean, that's horrible.
It's your institution.
Yeah. Just brainwashed with the fear of, like, bullets could be raining down any minute for years and years and years and years. And that's just horrible. Might as well. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them just commit suicide. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's no way to live. It's crazy. Anyway, I'm sorry. So the your business profile, I mean, I'm assuming Mike's short for Michael. What's your last name?
Appel, A-P-P-E-L.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the license. Sorry. Okay, let me copy and paste the license. All right. And then you're comfortable with the website being attached to all online listings?
Yes.
Okay. Let me verify. Okay. Do you travel less than a 50-mile radius?
Give or take, yeah.
Okay. We're going to do a client interview with you. just to make sure that we're thorough on the listings, all the leads that come through are qualified. So they'll go over the services you provide, service area, and then your website's good. I don't know why it's not pulling up on my PC version, but I did see the mobile version. What's a good, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday, emergency services available.
Okay.
Kind of random. You never really click set times on that.
Yeah. I like when people add that. I always recommend at least putting emergency services or putting, like, by appointment only after 5. So that way, when it's after traditional hours, you could charge extra, but you're not missing calls, too, because there's a little icon on there. It's like a little red and green dot now, especially if they're on a mobile device. And it'll say it's like closed on your listing if it's like after 5. But if you have that emergency services and leaves it open, it just lets them know that additional fees might apply because it's after hours.
Oh. Yeah, it's only after I solve most things in under an hour, because if I have the part, I can do something. If it's the middle of the night, I mean, it's 50-50 either way. I can usually screen that just by talking to a customer.
Update this. One second here. They're asking for good client interview time. Let me see if we got something for today. I want to get you going. Okay. I have some slots for a client interview. They usually take about 30 to 40 minutes for this client interview. But they ask for an hour window to complete it. I have 1 to 2, 2 to 3. I got a 5 to 6 and a 6 to 7.
I'll do 2 to 3.
2 to 3? All right. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation via your email, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before just to remind you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. It's pretty soon.
Okay.
Here, I know if you get a call, sometimes you just got to go. All right. Save this. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, too, so that way if you need me later on, you can always call me direct. Let me add this. Save Mike. All right, boom. I'll always call you Mike, but I got to put your legal name on all this stuff so that way they send you your invoices. You can write it off.
Yeah, that's my fault.
All right. Save. Okay, verify. Okay, the address matches. I don't understand why this wasn't getting pushed through already, though.
I don't know either. I could get any communication from them.
You sent a video recently?
I just sent them a video today.
Oh, okay. It says received. I'm not understanding. I'll get in there.
Pages that said verified. I'm like, okay, welcome to that. It's still not public.
Yeah, even if you type in your whole business name, it's not showing. I see right here. You got your site, your Facebook, your Yelp, like everything but that is showing up. Oh, okay. I see what's going on. This freaking guy. August 1st, 2018. Okay. That's what caused the discrepancy. I'll fix it. There's another American Freedom Heating and Air.
Well, yeah, he's heating and air, but I'm AC and heating.
Right. I saw that, but that's where they're getting confused. Some guy named Nasser. He doesn't even look American. He looks Middle Eastern. What is this? Okay. He's from 2018. Yeah, his name's Nasser Saraji. And that's what's, they didn't know if, sometimes, maybe if he's trying to do something shady with his marketing too, though. Let me see when the light.
Yeah, because I'm going to see who's in the area, because there's a Freedom AC and a couple other ones, but that's the only one in this area.
Yeah, but sometimes they try to
clean up listings or claim listings that are similar to their name, but it's not their name, and then you get those discrepancies until those are cleared. Then, so he could be out there just like, or the marketing company he's using could just be out there trying to claim all listings that pop up under American Freedom, whether it has, I don't think they're looking at the difference. This is over in Georgia, man.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of locations in Georgia, but none down here.
Yeah. No, so it's a completely different state. No, well, it should be an easy fix, though. I ain't worried about that one. We'll get that cleared up. Okay. What else? That's it. That was it. Somebody else claimed your listing. That's all. That's what was preventing it. It wasn't even something that you could do.
I wish they just would have told me that somewhere.
Yeah, they just kind of get the notifications. The Google headquarters, they really don't focus on that. I mean, it's usually the partners, and then the partners, like me, I'm not usually working on a profile or looking at it unless it's a client or we're in the situation we're in right now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so most of the time, it's going to just get swept under the rug until you get to this point. All right, Mike, so I got everything squared. Let's go ahead and secure this. I'm gonna put you on Platinum Package Bundle or go $299 and I'll waive the setup fee. And the beauty of it too, Mike, is like, it, not saying you will leave us. I mean, obviously once it starts making you money, there's no reason to, but hypothetically, if you were to leave us, you'll still have all your verification done. You'll still have all your reviews. Everything will still be up there. So we don't do anything malicious. We just stop doing the optimization. So all that stuff will be handled.
How does the Facebook work or ads work?
Yeah, so we're a Facebook partner, or Meta partner, technically. I don't know when they're going to change it back to Facebook. but we have a couple of guys in-house that'll actually set up your Facebook page, and they do a bi-weekly posting on the Facebook page. So we do ask you to send in photos and logo. Oh, yeah, I need to send you this contact info. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, because I've got all that.
Yeah, you already have it. So if you already have a business Facebook page, we're not going to duplicate one. So we'll have you add us as a manager to it just so that we can get in there and do the bi-weekly posting and then the ads. We run ads through it. And so the ads are cool because they get, like, remarketed. So, like, if somebody searches on Facebook for HVAC and then leaves to another platform, it'll pop up on the side of the screen. Also, if they search for it on Google or another platform, then they hop on Facebook, you'll show up as a pop-up on their screen. Just kind of reminding them, like, hey, did you get that HVAC problem fixed? You could always call American Freedom, you know, and then here's the number. Just a little pop-up yeah. ad that we create. So all ads we get your approval on, so they'll send you, like, an example of the ad, and then you can just give the thumbs up or thumbs down on it, and then it goes live.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll hear a guy with a nice, thick English accent. He's actually from South Africa, but he has a real thick English accent. He just moved here 2 years ago. His name's Kyle. Oh. Kyle Wollenberg.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. South African. Got the kind of very formal English. Like, what? Somebody sent me to England? Who's this guy? Yeah, but he handles a lot of, he's like the account manager for most of the Facebook ads, and then there's a couple reps that work under him. Okay. So save. But I'll be your go-to guy. So if you want something done quickly, you just give me a shout. That's why I sent you my direct number and extension. We do have 24-hour customer service for our clients too. So if you hit the same number and it's like after hours, you just push extension 1 and it'll take you to a live operator.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a night crew that comes in here. All right, so let me update, save. All right, so I got your billing squared away. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
On my card.
All right, is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Under my name.
Okay. Apple. Any middle initial?
Not on the card, no.
People used to call you Apple all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I had to correct myself right now. Like I said Apple unconsciously, and then I'm like, I think it's Appel, but.
My wife made fun of my last name in fourth grade. Now she's married to me.
So. Oh, yeah. I used to do that to mine, too, Scopoletti, and I used to call her Spaghetti, and she's super Italian. I said, hey, Spaghetti, come here. And then same thing, yeah. I met her in middle school. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Correct.
Okay. So, 4 Long Hill Court, 34609. All right, I'm ready for you, Mike.
Okay, 4275.
4275 3802 3802 7914 7914 1333 1333. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0924 0924,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
050 50.
Okay, go ahead and code it out. Okay, and then there is a security question on your profile. In case we want to verify your identity, or if you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay, where were you born, Mike?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
All right. My nephew was born in St. Louis. My sister worked at Barnes Jewish Hospital out there as a respiratory therapist for like 5 years. Yeah. And so my nephew was born there. Yeah, they moved back to California, but I went out there and visited him one time, and that was the last time I ever went because it was like the snow was up to my knees. It was crazy. I grew up in California, so I hadn't experienced it like that. I mean, we've gone to the mountains a few times, but... I usually go down there around the holidays, do some snowboarding and stuff, but that was different. Different kind of cold, different kind of environment. We went and stopped by the Arch, and then I was out of there.
The funny thing is, in the summertime, it's like Florida.
Oh, wow. So it's like humid? Pretty humid?
Yeah, because they've got the back in the Mississippi River and all that crap right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the Ozarks one time. It was like that.
Ozarks is a nice place.
It's beautiful, but it's just humid. You know, especially coming, like, when you get by the water, you think it's going to be all nice and cool, but it's just really humid.
Yep.
Okay. Got your profile set up here. All right. St. Louis. Missouri. Save. All right. And then they want me to do a voice verification because of the discounts that I applied. I also got to send this to you in writing. Is that way you have it on file. This. All right. So as I'm walking you through this recording, Mike, if I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand me, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
American Freedom AC and Heating, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Michael Appel, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not saying you can't do anything additional. It's just we don't want you duplicating anything or paying for something we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check. All right. And then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 5th of 2023. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $299. However, I have you upgraded to what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked in this pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, your agreement will be set up to automatically renew every month on the fifth day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 or $299 for as long as you're with us. Now in the fine print here, it says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before your next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. Then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay. Yes, right. Sorry.
No worries. Got some little noise going on in the background there. Oh, interesting. This came back as invalid account number. Okay, I think we may have gotten a number wrong on the card, and unfortunately, because I use a VeriSign secure database, it won't let me... For our merchant processing, it won't let me actually see the numbers. So I need you to repeat it back to me, Mike.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready for you.
4275.
75.
3802.
3802.
7914.
7914.
1333.
And then the expiration date, month and year?
0924.
Okay, and three-digit code on the back.
050.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update this. I wonder where we went wrong on that. I'm usually pretty thorough. That's the one thing that sucks about using this merchant processing is it doesn't let you see what your mistakes are. Yeah. But I guess it's kind of a good thing, though, too, because then nobody else can see it. No, it's still giving me invalid account number. And this is a Visa,
wrong.
Right?
The Visa card, yeah.
Yeah.
Babe, can I see your card? Do you have the same number I do? We'll use my wife's card. They're the same account.
Okay. Let's, try to switch this, and this is under her name?
This one will be under her name.
Okay. What's her first name, Michael?
Amanda.
Amanda. Okay. Amanda. Okay. And then same billing address, I'm assuming?
Correct.
All right. I'm ready for you.
4275.
4275.
3802.
3802.
7097.
7097.
3544.
3544. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
1224.
1224. And three-digit code on the back?
852.
852. Okay. It says allow up to 60 seconds before processing another payment. It's very interesting. It might just be your card, or
be a security feature.
Yeah, I was gonna say you might have got an email or a text because we're next to the Southern California Google headquarters. We're in Orange County, so we're SoCal, and then you're in Florida, so maybe your bank's like, what, you know?
Yeah, I'm logging in on the app to see if I get any messages from them.
Yeah, I've had that happen before.
Did I have that?
It's processing right now. I do have a new card.
Hers went through. Oh, if you have a new card, then that one that you have now isn't going to work. If you have a new card coming in the mail, it usually takes like 3 to 5 days, but I think they shut down the other one. You're supposed to get like a temporary one in the meantime.
Well, according to them, the card was going to work until it came in, but apparently...
Yeah, no, I've had that happen before where I had a card stop working, and then right when I put in the order for another one, I went and tried to plug the numbers in online, like on an Amazon order, And then it just, it still wasn't working until I got the other card in. So it was like they deactivated it, activated the new one, and stuck it in the mail.
That's so weird.
Yeah. All my Apple Pay features and stuff like that weren't working. So this cleared for her, though.
Okay.
So I think your paperwork might come across under Amanda, but she's there with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. Let me make sure all this comes through. And I know you probably had it with paperwork and forms.
Oh, I expect it.
I know. But there's this advanced verification form. It's going to be similar. There's like tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, photo of an invoice, and a photo of the workplace. They ask you to send in pictures. And you could just... This one's easy. You click on it, and it's got little tabs, upload file. You can either take the picture or upload it from the pictures on your camera roll. But that makes it easy. It says right at the bottom, like, if anything's preventing you from getting verified, you know, we'll just call Google, verify it over the phone that way. But I'm pretty sure it was just this other guy claiming your listing. But it's nice to have that on file, because if another discrepancy happens, instead of us calling you up and stressing you out about it while you're got tools in your hand or whatever going on, we can just pull the paperwork and then send it over to them and communicate it and keep it live. You know what I mean?
Okay.
On your behalf, so.
Is it live now, or?
It should be, yeah. I sent them, it still says pending, but I sent them the notification that you're working with us, and then I let him know about the discrepancies that I found with the other gentleman claiming your listing, Mr. Nassar. So, usually they say allow up to 24 hours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It should be good there. And then the outline of the agreement, you got to sign off on that and then fill out that form. So those are your two pieces of homework, at least up until 2 to 3, where we have your client interview scheduled.
Okay.
All right. That's going to conclude the initial setup. I did send you my direct number and extension, Mike. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call, okay? If you see something happening with that listing or you want to update anything, I'm your guy. And then also with the other online listings, I kind of turned us into your one-stop shop for everything. So it's not just Google that we'll be able to help you out with. It's pretty much everything on the computer with the exception of the Home Advisor by Angie's List, because they kind of do their own thing.
Gotcha.
Okay. You're probably going to kick them to the curb sooner rather than later, though.
Yeah, probably before the end of the day before it goes live anyway.
Yeah, because I don't know. I'm not supposed to bash them, but I could send you all kinds of articles on those guys. It's not the right way to get a company up and running. If you're 2 months in, you're going to end up going backwards before you go forwards if you stick with those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always like starts off hot, and then all of a sudden it just dies off, and you end up just paying a bunch of lead fees, and their jobs aren't converting. I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one benefit to working here so long. I know exactly what does and doesn't work, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're good. Let me just make sure. Subscription terms are good. There's no problem with the card. Oh, can you do me a favor? So because we switched her number, or her name actually, and the card numbers under her name, I wanted to see what happened with your Google verification. So there should be, or not your Google verification, your subscription terms. So if you go to your text messages, there's one that'll say, Michael, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
Can you see that? There's like a link in there. It'll say like, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. I'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Yeah, so this is everything outlined in black and white right here. But my question was, I don't know. We have your name on file, but her name is in the billing section. So I don't know if the subscription terms switch to her name. But if you scroll down to the bottom, you should see the name. Yeah, it came up as Amanda.
Yeah.
Okay. I see it here. Yeah. So when you sign that, you do have to sign it with her name. I know she's there with you. But that's just authorize the transaction. And then for future transactions, I know you have that other card coming in. Just call me and I could swap it out, or in your tracking system. At the end of your client interview, they're going to send you access to the tracking system. It comes in the form of a downloadable app. You can go into the billing section and update it when your card comes in that way too. So whatever's easiest for you. But definitely want to probably switch that over, or else the payments are going to keep going through in her name. I also sent over the invoice receipt to your email, so you'll still be able to write it off even though it's under her name.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can still write it off as a business expense. You'll get it back that way in a couple months here.
Okay.
All right. But this has everything outlined. So it has all the products and features that we're providing for you, the billing date, the cancellation policy, discounted pricing structure, et cetera. Goes over like our seasonal holds. I don't think you'll need to do a seasonal hold. You're not really in an industry that dies off like that, or area where it dies off like that either. Weather doesn't get too crazy.
Yeah, we stay pretty steady down here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a system called Google Analytics that we have. I don't know if you heard of that before. It's part of your tracking system too. Yeah, so like we can see HVAC is pretty consistent year round. I mean, it dips down a little bit like in the end of December, early January, but it's not significant enough to where you'd even notice it. You probably still get the same pace of phone calls. All right, but that's going to conclude our initial setup process. They're going to want that terms and conditions signed by the time they do the client interview. So if you want to take your time and go through it, no problem. Client interview scheduled between 2 and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today.
Yeah, I read it and I signed it.
Oh, okay. Now you're looking at the username and password page?
I've got that in front of me, yes.
Okay. So the login is going to be sent to you, the same email as your downloadable app or the link to the downloadable app. There's also a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use the tracking system. Tracking system's a really great feature when you're just starting your business because it has a little tab in there where you could request reviews. So like once you finish up a job, let's say you're going out to your truck, you can plug in their number and it'll send them a link, like a live link to your Google business profile, asking about their experience and to leave a review on Google. So yeah, we'll use that to help kind of build them up. It sends you reminders too, like when you get calls, 24 hours after each call, it'll send you like, hey, make sure to request a review in case you went out there.
Now, will you guys contact me when the site goes live, or?
Google business profile?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, usually it takes 5 to 7 days in order for it to go live, but because you're already PIN verified, it's probably going to be a lot quicker than that. So they will send you a text message. You get text message notifications for everything. When your Facebook page is live, when a Facebook ad's up and running, unless you opt out of it in your subscription terms, which you didn't, you already signed it and sent over. But unless you opt out of the text messages, then you're going to get text message notifications on all the listings. It'll let you know, like, hey, this is up and running, this is up and running. And then once we've completed all 60 directories, Google profile verified, Bing profile verified, and Facebook up and running, it'll tell you your online presence is completely live.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So you'll get step-by-step notifications. We like to walk you through it so you guys know what we're doing. You know, usually if you understand what we're bringing to the table, then you don't have a problem using the service every month. So we're pretty adamant about making sure you guys know what we're doing on this side.
Okay, awesome.
Yep, that way you know it's working for you. All right, and then, like I said, that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. Like I said, if you or Amanda have any questions, comments, or concerns, I did add her to the profile just because her card's on profile, so she can call in, she can make changes, she has full access to it as long as she remembers your security question of St. Louis, Missouri, where you were born. I expect her to know that anyway. You better know that one already. No, but yeah, so, I mean, thank you for signing up. If you need anything, like I said, do not hesitate to give me a call. No questions or dumb questions. I want to make sure that, you know, you're in the loop, you understand exactly what we're doing for you and what we're bringing to the table for American Freedom AC and Heating LLC.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll circle back with you, okay, for the client interview between 2 and 3.
Okay, you got it.
All right, Mike, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.